The one choice you have every moment in life is love or hate. And the beauty is you have that choice every second. It doesn't matter what choice you made in your past or what choice you might make in your future. You have the choice of love or hate every single moment. And it comes down basically to that moment. Do you love this moment or do you hate this moment? Do you love how things are or do you hate how they are? And even apathy, even not caring, is making a choice. If you look at it and say, I don't really care. That is not a choice of love. When you choose love, you embrace this moment and all kinds of miracles happen. Now you might say, okay, well, how does that matter practically in my life? Every situation you come in, everything you're doing always is a love or hate choice. And if you don't make a choice, you miss out on love. And if you make a choice of love, you get more love right away from life. Most importantly, from yourself. Because when you make a choice of hate, the person who suffers the most is you. Now, we see lots of forms of hate out in the world that look so bad. No form of hate is worse than self-hate because you have to deal with yourself all day, every day. You have to deal with your self-hate more than anyone else has to deal with it. Now, you can spread your self-hate to others, but ultimately you can't hate anyone more than you can hate yourself, because whenever you do hate someone else, you hate the things not just different from you, you also hate all the things that are the same as you. And no matter what someone's done or no matter who they are, they're still about 99% similar to you. So if you're hating the 1% of the differences, you're hating the 99% of the similarity that's in you also. And so when you choose love, you're loving the same thing. When you choose to love another person, you're loving yourself. You're loving a person who's almost the same as you, and you're loving yourself, and I benefit greatly from doing this. I chose hate a lot of times in my life, and what I got back out of life was more hate. And as soon as I started choosing love more often, I got love more often in my life. And now I try and be aware of any moment I'm choosing hate, and know that all I have to do is see that I'm doing that, and I can go back to choosing love. Because lots of times, I was choosing hate kind of on autopilot. Things like traffic accidents. I didn't see that there was a choice of love or hate there. All I saw was a choice of hate. All I saw was a choice of hate for the traffic accident. I hate being stuck in traffic. I didn't even see that there was a choice that I could love sitting in a traffic accident the same as I could love sitting anywhere else. So when you see the choice of love in everything in your life, then you unlock the full power, the full potential you have. And I need you to be at your full potential. The world needs you to be at your full potential. There's so much to do. And there's so few people who are able to really give their full potential to the world. Every single one that does counts huge. And the people who give their full potential tend to be drawn to other people who give their full potential, tend to bring more of us together. Here's an example in sports. In sports, a small fraction of players ever get to give their true potential. In hockey, for example, the cutoff tends to be around the first of the year. So kids born in the first 3 months of the year are much more likely to become pro hockey players. In fact, most of the NHL are kids born in January, February, and March. That's a perfect example of our entire life. Most people don't even have a fair chance to give who they are. And so the choice of love and hate, that is there every moment, and that will give you the chance to give your full potential, regardless of what your birthday is, regardless of where you're born, regardless of what people have said about you, regardless of what you've done before. love or hate this moment is a choice you can make right now. It's a choice you have time to make right now. Love or hate. You can love or hate this video. You can say, oh, this video sucks. This isn't helpful. And you know what you'll get when you turn this video off? You'll find something else in life sucks and is not worth your time either. Life tends to keep giving you the same choice over and over every moment. And when you keep making the same choice, it will tend to question your choice and give you something even more extreme. So when you keep saying you hate things, life will tend to give you more and more and more and more things to hate. The second I start hating, I see immediately my love, the bubble of love I guess you have around my life start to pop, start to slip away. Suddenly things are annoying. Suddenly people are aggravating. Suddenly there's bad people in the world who deserve to be punished. Suddenly I'm a bad person who deserves to be punished. Whoa, all right, I'm sorry about that. Let's go back to love. And then the same thing. When you love, when you make the choice to love, you will keep getting more choices. You will keep getting tested by life. You will keep getting given more love and see if you can still love. Oh, you're having a really good day. Well, here's something else that's good. See if you can handle this. Oh, you're doing great. Here's something else great. Let's see if you can handle that. Oh, you love this situation? Here's another situation. Let's see if you can love that. And often you will keep getting all these things that are good. And sometimes it gets to be more challenging to love when you keep loving. When you keep saying yes to life, sometimes life will give you so much that it'll be overwhelming. You're not sure if you can handle all of what you've been given. But life, all of us, we want you to be able to handle what you've been given. That's why some people get given so much, because they keep saying yes to life. They keep doing more. And that's why so many people have so little, is because they keep hating life. They keep saying, no, I don't like this. No, I don't like this. So life gives them less and less. Okay, you don't like this. All right, let's take that away. How about this? No, all right, all you have left is your life. No, I don't like that either. And then, okay, well, you don't need that anymore either. If you choose love, you will be here and be of service and be of use to other people. Because ultimately, nothing you have is going to last except the love you have for life. That does last. You can have that always. You don't ever have to give that up. It's a choice that you make now. And all of eternity, immortality, is now. It's not in the past and the future. It's now. Now is all we really ever have. And now is immortality. The fact that you're here now is proof of immortality. Because you can never point to a time when you weren't in now. You can never look back and say, oh, I was in the past then. Well, you were in now then, and you're in now now. So there's no reason to fear anything, because you will always be in now. You're kind of stuck in now. If you look from a negative point of view, you're kind of protected now. If you look from a loving point of view, you will handle everything always that comes into now, and it will be much easier if you choose to love what's happening. If you choose to love exactly how life is, everything in it, all the stories, all the things you've seen, everything just as it is. If you can love it, then you will be given more to do. If you want to be of service, if you want to be of use to other people, it starts with love. Because you can't be of service to other people when you hate. And that is just a choice you make each second. And I'm very aware of that, because I know if I choose hate, I cannot make these videos. They come out terrible. I can't talk to people because people can't stand what I have to say. Now, I can go on Xbox and talk hate, and I can say all kinds of nasty, dirty, filthy things. I can make all kinds of nasty jokes, and people will laugh at it. But it's more of laughing at something that's a tragedy. I can do that. I've done that. And I don't like how that makes me feel about myself. I don't feel like a good person. I don't feel useful. I feel like I'm tearing down life. And to tear down life is to tear down myself. And so I've tore down myself a lot. And you've probably tore down yourself a lot too. And that's okay, because all you have to do is choose love right this second. And know that at any situation, at any time, no matter what's happening, all you have ultimately to choose is love or hate. Everything else will kind of work out on its own from there. If you choose to love, you will be guided through a situation that looks impossible. If you choose to hate, you will manage to fail your way through a situation that seemed perfect. You'll manage to not like something that was exactly what you wanted all your life. Man, I know that one pretty good too. So thank you for being here with me. I love that you're here. I'm honored you're watching or listening to these videos or podcast episodes, wherever it is. I appreciate having you here. Today, I pray to make that choice of love this moment and each moment I have. I pray that I will notice any moment where I'm choosing to hate and see the choice I have to choose love. To love that situation regardless of how much pain I'm in, or regardless of whether I like something or not. And I pray that by sharing this with you, you will see the same choice you have this moment and every moment in any situation. So thank you for being here with me. I'm honored you're here. I love your feedback, and I hope you have a great day today.